The Complete Forage Diet. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner, and this is Hoofbeat on Brownfield. Horses are grazing animals that prefer to eat multiple small meals throughout the day. Drew Cotton, a horse instructor at Black Hawk College East, says a complete forage diet is a great option to feeding horses.
From a management standpoint and from the way we use our horses, we might need to add some form of energy in the form of a concentrate.
What are some of the benefits and some of the things maybe we need to know about implementing this type of feeding pattern to our horses?
The benefits, number one, if we talk about their digestive health, we would say things like the avoidance of digestive upsets such as founder, colic, those type of things, as well as from an ulcer standpoint, we see an increase in incidence in ulcers when we meal feed horses, concentrates, and whereas we don't see that with a horse that's in a grazing setting.
How important is the utilization of rotational grazing with our pastures?
I think it's, you know, especially when we talk about parts of the country that go through a significant, you know, stress in terms of a season. Like I live in Illinois, and, you know, right now we're getting a bunch of rain and pastures. You know, we might even have to use one lot as like a sacrifice lot to save that pasture so it can be available, you know, the next pasture we rotate into. And there's a lot of different theories, but and thoughts on rotational grazing, but, you know, being able to completely utilize a pasture as well and then move our horses onto new growth or a pasture that has not been touched and has had a chance to grow is extremely beneficial. And horses are hard on pastures, and they're also very selective, maybe even more so than a lot of our other grazing animals.
You brought up the weather. Let's talk a little bit about how this wet weather this spring affects grazing and maybe things. Are there things that we need to be looking out for in our pastures?
Yeah, it's that time of year where the pastures are starting to green up and our horses are going from maybe dry lotted or in the barn or being fed hay to this good green pasture. And the main thing that horse producers all know about is founder. And that's, you know, with the incidence of that green forage, the hindgut overload of starch is extremely common problem this time of year. And so being able to slowly let our horses' microbial population adjust to the new rich forage is something that we have to be really careful of early on. So maybe like limited turnout or feeding a poorer quality forage or hay along with the grazing is kind of foremost on people's minds right now.
I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News for America.